Back in January, a high school principal in Baltimore was suspended after audio started circulating on social media among the students, and then, of course, made its way onto Twitter and then into the liberal media of him allegedly captured on tape making racist and anti-Semitic remarks about some of the students. But it turns out that that was a deep fake. It was an AI clone of his voice that another employee at the school, a black man, an athletic director, created specifically in order to frame him as racist and try to get him fired. So, of course, what is likely the first use of a deep fake in order to frame someone that was widely believed, widely reported as being real, was used to smear an innocent white man as being racist. Here is the deep fake audio.
You know, I seriously don't understand why I have to constantly put up with these dumbasses here every day. Between these ungrateful black kids who can't test their way out of a paper bag, or these teachers who don't get it, how hard is it to get these students to meet their grade level expectations?
Well, sir, it's impossible in many cases, but that's a whole other story.
Lawrence and Ravenel should have never been hired.
He's talking about two other teachers there who the, you know, deepfake audio made it appear as if he was throwing under the bus.
And don't let me get started on DJ. I'm going to drag his black ass out of here one way or another. I'm going to get something to stick. I'm just so sick of the inadequacies of these people.
I would be too.
And if I have to get one more complaint from one more Jew in this community, I'm going to join the other side.
Now, even if this audio was real, and he actually did say these things, I can't see what the problem is at all. But then again, I am a normal, good old-fashioned American, not a snowflake, not somebody who has been infected with the liberal pathogen. And the athletic director, who cloned his voice and fabricated this whole thing, gave that little clip to a student who he knew would circulate it around on social media and spread the hoax. And so, of course, the principal denied that he said it, but he was suspended, and they actually had the FBI forensically analyze the audio and then determine that it was fake. And then to double-check, they also had a major university that has similar tools also analyze the audio and confirm that it was fake. And this was the man behind the scam who, thankfully and surprisingly, was arrested yesterday. This from USA Today. A Baltimore high school athletic director was arrested and charged Thursday with using artificial intelligence to impersonate a principal on a voice recording that included derogatory comments about students and staff. Dijon Durian, a physical education teacher, the gym teacher, and athletic director at Pikesville High School, is accused of using artificial intelligence software to falsify a voice recording of school principal Eric Eiswort, according to the Baltimore County Police Chief, Robert McCullough. The fabricated recording went viral after it circulated on social media in January, causing widespread outrage and condemnation among the Baltimore County Public Schools community and, of course, the liberal lunatics on Twitter. Darian was arrested Thursday and faces several charges, including theft, stalking, disruption of school operations, and retaliation against a witness, police said. Following a court appearance on Thursday afternoon, Darian was released on a $5,000 unsecure bond. Scott Schellenberger, the Baltimore County State's attorney, said Thursday that the case appears to be one of the first of its kind nationwide. He noted that the state lawmakers must update legislation to include the new technology. Well, no kidding. I mean, what's next? Did some guy in his kitchen on a laptop warn 5 years ago that these exact kinds of scenarios were about to happen? Oh, wait, what's this? It's my 2019 book, The Liberal Media Industrial Complex, which has an entire chapter titled The Future of Fake News. It starts off talking about how in Arnold Schwarzenegger's 1987 film, The Running Man, deepfake technology was used to frame him for a crime. It was a major plot point back then. And then it tracked the rise of the technology and warned about the exact scenarios that we are now facing and how it's going to be used for information warfare, from fake photos and fake audio and everything else. Where on page 319 I said, what's to stop people from creating deepfakes of politicians, CEOs of major corporations, or popular YouTubers, making them appear as if they're saying racist, hateful, or violent things, and claiming they got it from a coworker or a friend who secretly recorded it, or that the clip was from an old YouTube video once uploaded to someone's channel that they deleted. I did a whole in-depth report about this a couple years ago as well, titled The Future of Fake News is Here, if you want to go and watch it. I will leave a link to that video down in the description below if you want to check it out. I'm actually surprised by now that Democrat operatives haven't made a deepfake audio of Donald Trump saying the dreaded N-word, because for years now there have been rumors, fake news, a disinformation campaign started back in 2016 that during an episode of The Apprentice, that he was caught on a hot mic saying the dreaded word. But if that was true, then numerous members of the crew would have immediately made copies of that tape and sold it for hundreds of thousands of dollars to the tabloids. And that never happened. Nobody has ever said that they heard him say such a thing. And that was a disinformation campaign by the Democrats back in 2016. Oh, actually, I guess Omarosa, in order to sell her tell-all book, did claim that she heard the tape, lying, of course, because she had previously said that no such thing exists and that Donald Trump didn't say that and never would say such a thing. Probably the only reason that they didn't do it by now, and maybe they will. I'm actually surprised it's just some rogue individual hasn't done it, and they still may. But they probably, like, the Democrat establishment probably hasn't done it. The deep state hasn't done it because they know that it would be forensically analyzed and found to be a fake, and it would just backfire on them. So they just planted that fake news story back before really anybody was even thinking that fabricating such audio was even possible. Someone who is on tape saying the N-word, however, with a hard R, is President Joe Biden. Here he is as a senator back in 1985. Now, I'm going to bleep this. I'll probably post this unedited on my locals page. But here he is saying the dreaded word that causes many black people to just fly into a violent rage.
In a confidential portions of your staff memo, they brought to your attention the allegation that important legislators in defeating the Nunes plan in the basement said, quote, we already have a mayor, we don't need any more big shots.
Now, he was quoting somebody else, but that's not allowed these days. You're not allowed to quote it. You're not allowed to sing along to popular rap songs, even if it has the A on the end and not the ER on the end. If you're white, of course, because it just hurts black people's feelings, which really it doesn't. Most of them, they just use that as leverage to try to gain power over white people. For the most of them, it doesn't really bother them. Some of them, it does. It sends them into a violent rage. They have no impulse control, and they just completely lose their mind. But most of them just use it as a tactic to try to leverage power over white people. If you upload this clip to Facebook or Instagram, which is owned by the same company, Meta, it'll instantly and automatically get a fact check in order to suppress it and to protect old Joe. And they'll point out, well, Joe Biden was just quoting racist comments when he used the N-word back in 1985. And Snopes asks, did Biden use racial slurs in the Senate? Social media users twisted Biden's words from a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing in 1985 by omitting their context. It's false. He didn't say such thing. Well, he did say such thing, but he was just quoting somebody else saying such a thing, which isn't allowed these days, as you know. That would still get you canceled. People are so sensitive. Certain group of people's feelings are so fragile that you're not even allowed to quote what racists say or sing along to black people's music. But we've crossed the Rubicon because deepfakes and voice cloning technology is so powerful now that it's almost impossible to tell if something is actually real or whether it was AI generated and is obviously now being used as an information warfare tool. And previously, it would take like the CIA or a sophisticated Hollywood studio or a well-funded Democrat operative group to actually create such fakes in order to make them believable. But now anybody could do it, including a gym teacher in Baltimore. It's been all fun and games up until now, and it is a tool, and tools can be used for good or for bad. And the memers really were some of the first to take this technology and make fantastic memes. I mean, C-3PO meme has been on the cutting edge of this. I mean, just listen to this, and you really can't tell that it's not Obama. I mean, obviously from looking at it, you know that that's not Obama, but he face-swapped Obama onto Karine Jean-Pierre and then cloned Obama's voice. But this is an obvious meme.
You know, there's been zero evidence. You can ask me how can I mean Obama be the hidden puppet master for this administration, but there's no evidence. There's no evidence.
And now we have people using it to make fake music. So musicians are singing songs that they never actually sang. This is from a YouTube channel called There I Ruined It, and it's Simon and Garfunkel singing Baby Got Back.
I like big butts, I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung, cause you noticed that butt was stuffed.
There's gonna be a lot of legal issues about this as well. This could easily be argued that it's a parody, but it could also be argued that it's derivative work, that it is using the likeness of Simon and Garfunkel in order to create content that they themselves obviously didn't make. There's also a rapper named Hi-Rez who has been making Donald Trump rap songs and listing them on iTunes. Now, Donald Trump's obviously looking the other way and allowing that. If he wasn't a political figure, if he was just an ordinary celebrity, he could obviously and would obviously have those taken down. But that's what this technology is capable of doing now, making Donald Trump into a rapper.
They trying to lock me up, but I'm plugged in HEL. Got homies doing life in jail. They living in hell. These DAs acting silly. My mugshot is worth a billy. So some merchant made a milli.
Now that obviously doesn't sound that great. It still sounds a little bit like Trump, but this was also produced 8 months ago. Here is a song that was produced 6 months ago of Alex Jones singing No More Mr. Nice Guy. And this actually sounds pretty realistic.
No more Mr. Nice Guy. No more Mr. Tweety. No more Mr. Nice Guy. He's sick. He's obscene.
Now, people have made AI songs of Drake and The Weeknd and I think Eminem as well, and then listed them on Spotify, listed them on iTunes. Of course, their legal teams acted very quickly to have them removed, but that's what the technology is capable of now. Anybody on a laptop in a kitchen could make a rap song or a rock song and make it sound like anybody is singing it. We're not in Kansas anymore, but thankfully there are numerous companies that have built software that can detect whether or not an image or photo or video has been manipulated. And so as that technology gets better, it's going to have to be incorporated into the social media platforms so that it will automatically process anything that's uploaded and analyze it to determine whether or not it is actually an authentic recording, an authentic video or audio, or whether it is a clone or synthetic deepfake AI. In other news, the liberal media may have just found the next George Floyd, this summer's Black Lives Matter saint. A guy in Ohio, an incident which has numerous parallels to the George Floyd situation. He was causing trouble at an establishment and wouldn't leave, and so then they called the police, and then he was resisting arrest, and he was saying he couldn't breathe, and he probably had certain substances in his system and had a heart attack. We will see. It may be too early for them to anoint the Black Lives Matter saint for the summer. They might have to wait until around Memorial Day, which still isn't for another month or so. But this so far is the top candidate. And I posted the video on my Locals page if you want to see it. Locals is like a private, members-only Facebook page, except it's owned by Rumble, so it's a free speech platform. And it's $5 a month. You get exclusive access over there. It's a great way to sponsor my channel and get access to the videos and some blog posts that you're definitely not going to see on my YouTube channel or on Facebook or anywhere else. So click the link in the description below, head on over there, and check it out.